For example, what is seen, see? Food for thought. To really understand what is seen. You think that you see a clock, a table, but actually, in reality, in the absolute sense, what is seen, right or wrong, if one knows that a table cannot be seen, a chair cannot be seen, only that which can be seen now is seen. Only a reality. And you don't have to call it anything at all, but it's seen. So it must be a reality. And where is it? See, if you know better, you know that without the four primary rupas, and that which arises with it, which can be seen, nothing can be seen, because the four primary rupas, hardness and softness, cannot be seen at all. Sound cannot be seen, smell cannot be seen, anger cannot be seen. All dharmas or all realities cannot be seen. Only one, except one, that can be seen. Now it appears, it is seen. So one knows that after seeing, there is thinking, not seeing anymore. Because a reality marks or remembers whatever appears, like visible object, shape and form. So that is the idea of something which is seen. But actually, without the succession of the arising and falling away of that which arises and falls away, there is no mark, no sign to be known, to be remembered as something. So in a moment of experiencing an object, there are many realities arising together. Even the visible object itself must have the four primary rupas.
But is that also a a denial of the different concepts?
Like what? What is that?
Is that a denial or is that a refuse? Because it sounds like to me like it's like a paradigm. You look at it from this point of view, then everything is explained in that point. In that viewpoint, but if you look from the other point of view, then so like the conventional world, then we do see okay the difference between things. And
but if that cannot be seen, can you know that they are different?
No. Then I also think about okay how the world, the conventional world, have trying to explain things like okay, going back basic to the elements, like different chemical elements and how things works, and then create different stuff that we have today. And so that how is that?
It's that thinking or directly experiencing the true nature of reality without thinking. For example, we don't have to think about visible object, no word. We don't have to think about color. But it is seen now, even it's seen, we don't have to say anything. But one knows that there is a reality, only one, which can be seen. And if there's question, where is it? Buddha told that without the four primary rudas, and that which arises with it, which can impinge on the eye base, which can condition seeing, the experiencing of that reality cannot be seen, cannot appear, no one knows about it. Only when seeing arises, that can be known, that there is a reality which can be seen. And from seeing it, there's many ideas about different shape and forms, conditioned by the succession of the arising and falling away of the four primary rupas, and rupas are the rupa which arises with it. To indicate that in reality there is no self, no one at all, only absolute realities, conditioned by many conditions too. So can the eyebase be you or yours? It has conditions for its arising and it falls away. that which arises and falls away, can it be anyone or belong to it? Who? No, not at all. Only learn to understand life, what appears in life, from birth to death. Many moments without understanding. What happened yesterday? Where were they? And tomorrow, what about today? Exactly the same. From day to day, from moment to moment. Only reality arises, appears, and disappears. No one can stop the way it is, arising and falling away.
Then how to explain that, for example, even in the stage of where we have different understanding, but in terms of concept, in terms of thinking, that I still see that generally there's a agreement that, for example, going from the fan to the air conditioner, for example, is a progress, and people see that kind of like that is actually like an involvement of science into it. So
as long as citta keeps on arising and falling away different moment, it experiences different object at a time. At moment of seeing, there are conditions for seeing to arise, so it sees, it experiences the visible object. But the other moment, the ear base and sound and hearing is conditioned to hear a sound, different object. Because there is not only eye, there's also ear, nose, tongue, and body sense. Conditions for what happens now. Seeing or hearing, smelling, tasting or touching.
So that explains about perceiving or receiving the world. But what about creating that things, like when people creating different stuff, for example?
What about seeing and then seeing, thinking, and then reaching out to get something? What's the difference?
Yes.
Well, when it comes to the absolute sense, then it's not much, no different between these. But I guess my action of reaching
Excuse
out.
Excuse me, what do you mean by no difference?
No different between, when you said, like, what's the difference between creating a stuff and the action of, like, reaching a cup, so that I think, in absolute sense, like, it's all citta and citta sika. But I still guess, like, the action of creating a cup, for example, that might be more complicated.
Do you mean that it can be made up with thinking?
No. So then can I say that?
Without seeing? Without hearing?
No. You cannot create anything. Nothing can be created. It's, even we think we can move something or... we can hear or, for example, we came here to listen for the Dhamma and we think we can do this, but actually in reality we cannot, because there must be air and the sound and hearing consciousness to listen to Dhamma, for example, and many conditions. So it looks like we can change something or prompt, or I will listen to Dhamma, but there must be, it must be many conditions. But first, to listen to Dhamma is air. There must come an air, and the sound, and the hearing consciousness. For example, like seeing now, you can say, you can close your eyes and nothing appears. But that's also by conditions. And in reality, this is only eye and visible objects and seeing consciousness. So we learn that. Not the stories.
Huh? And what conditioned the closing of the eyes?
Well, it's a different picture. It's a different in your book. Picharya.
Javana also.
Hi, I think your question is this, that everyone has the same idea about things. Is that right? Like, everyone agrees that this is a fan and this is an air conditioner, and that moving from one to another is progress. So I think you're asking about the phenomenon that different people have the same idea about these concepts, or have the same conceptual perception of the world.
That's right. Part of that, and also part of like how science and what we call science now can be explained in terms of like without like just have a kind of, or maybe because I don't understand, so I think like, but just by reducing that to citta, citta-sika, and nama, or nama and rupa, it won't explain the progress of what we call the conventional that we.
It is in I that you can put review to the citta, it's not you. Because you try to explain this, and you will review it until citta, that now the not citta that makes this. You have a condition to do this.
When you talk about signs and so forth, and we talk about what we call progress. This is only thinking. It's an interpretation. We say, I can go from lighting a fire with sticks to lighting a fire with a cigarette lighter and call that progress. That's just thinking. And these concept objects that we have, like the sticks and the fire and this cigarette lighter or whatever it is, these are not real. Concepts are not real. We think they're real, and that's part of the problem we have. But they're not real. And the more understanding that can be developed, the more we can see they're not real, understand that they're not real.
Sherry, now talk about one word at a time again, like titti. What is that? Pali word, titti. What is it? Is it a reality?
Because without this reality, we could not be taken into the whole world. We could not have wrong view without wrong view.
Just titi itself.
Titi is
not
view.
Not right or wrong yet, just titi.
Oh, view.
Yeah.
View.
Yeah.
It's a view.
Is it at moment of having concept as object or what?
Any kind of object.
There can be moment of understanding or experiencing or have concept as object without wrong view. So it's different from wrong understanding. Wrong view. Stan, do you like this?
What are you saying? Yes.
You like this?
Yeah. Ditti? Ditti or concept?
Concept. Mm-hmm. But the feeling is the reality.
Just to see the difference between concept and wrong understanding, wrong view or right view. Is this permanent? Again, is this permanent?
We can check.
Wrong or right view?
Yeah, but usually it's permanent.
When you think that it's permanent, it's not right. Yeah, but if it just a cup or glass, it's concept. Can you do anything? No wrong view. When there's understanding that I cannot do anything because there's no I, there are realities and conditions. And why do we have to understand realities as they are? Because there's latent tendency of wrong understanding, taking it for I, or something permanent.
The other day we talked about adisila, and you said that adisila is when there's panya. And I think you said this, it's not so necessary to worry about developing sila. That one, when understanding grows, then there's adisila, which is higher sila. But one of the conditions, or maybe more than one, is the fact that there is former sila done, like that there is kusala, and there's kusala done in the past.
Do you mind about the story? Or the more there is understanding, everything develops. Instead of thinking yesterday or last year, last month?
Yes, I guess if sila, if panya is developing, then don't worry about what went back then.
Otherwise, one just wants to know the words and the name, not realities. When there is no understanding of reality as it is right now, we think about sila, adisila, and so on, not understanding what appears now. And that moment of understanding, it, we don't have to name it adisila, adicitta, and adipanya. They are all there at that very moment.
When I review my existence, I'd like to be a better person. So this is probably where that.
And that is not the understanding of reality as not self.
If I can go back to the conversation about wrong view. It's just struck me how much banya, or how that it takes banya to even know the difference between, I'm just thinking of a glass as a concept, and taking that glass as something that is permanent, that remain, you know, that exists, that continues on. And I, thinking and sanya make it difficult to know, because we're so used to thinking, oh, it's just a glass, and then right along with that thought, even if you don't consciously think it is, and it exists. So there's so much, and it's permanent, and it, so there's so much banya that is even needed to know the difference between moments of just thinking of something as a concept and thinking of it as something that is permanent.
You know what's there?
Pardon?
You know what is there?
Visible object.
Wanting to know.
Wanting to know, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's,
yeah. And forget about realities.
What do you mean by "and forget about realities"?
Think how to have more understanding.
You can't think it through.
Just find a way.
Right.
With attachment.
Understanding will find a way.
Yeah, so even
without
just
attachment.
One word like Dhamma or whatever is real, there can be more understanding at moment of seeing.
Yeah.
It's real, it's a reality, it's conditioned. Hearing, thinking, everything is conditioned. Just real for a moment when it appears.
By forgetting about reality, she meant that at the moment of wanting to know or attachment, at that moment, there's forgetting, there's not understanding, there's ignorance of reality.
So
Banya
is required to know.
Would you like to have more panya than now? Just understand what we are talking about and what reality is now.
Ajahn, I have a question about, we're talking about fans and air conditioners. I like air conditioners. Would the Buddha prefer an air conditioner over a fan? Would he?
At that time?
Yeah.
At that time? At his time?
Even that?
There weren't any air conditioners at the Buddha's time, so he wouldn't.
If you were sitting near him, he might.
I feel like we try to talk in absolute realities, but we live in the conventional world. And so did the Buddha.
Even at moment of thinking about fan or air conditioner, can Panya know the true nature of moment of thinking as not self? Because after seeing, there must be thinking. So thinking can think of anything, but Panya can understand that moment as not self. When it develops, it can know any moment. Like seeing and hearing now, seeing, they arise together. As Panya arises, it knows exactly of the same object appear to sense door or mind door.
Now this is basically just a question of definition, and it's one that Nina and I have spoken with about a number of times. In Nina's book, she uses the word ear sense, eye sense, body sense, etc., to mean the base. And when I first saw that, I found it confusing because it confused me between the base and the just cognizing an object. So I'm wondering which terms we should use. Should we use eye sense, ear sense, etc., as the base, or should we use that as something else, or should we use what are the terms, whatever?
What do you think? Because it's not my language at all. I cannot know better about words, whether which one is better. But the base is the rupa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the point.
Yeah, because when we use the word sense, it kind of brings to mind citta rather than a rupa.
Not to me.
Depends on the person. To me, or sense. Okay, sense. Or we could change everything to ear sense, base, sense, base. Everyone's happy.
As Nina said herself, the purpose is to have the beginning student understand the terminology of what we're talking about. And I know to me, the first time I saw ear sense, to me that sounded more like the jitta cognizing an object rather than the base.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Thai.
But it is the eye sense, ear sense is the very common use of that for that particular rupa.
Oh, besides being in other places, they use the same thing.
Yeah, eye sense, usually it's used. It's very common.
It can be also either element.
How about eye sense? Sattadhatu.
Yeah.
Sattadhatu.
Right, okay, sattadhatu. But, see, now he's saying something else.
He's using Pali.
I know, he's using Pali.
Yeah, it's not the Pali, it's the rendering, the proper meaning, because you say, for example, air. Some people may think this is air, and the element sounds better.
Sure, for all of them, we refer to them as elements. That's a given. But the idea of referring to the rupa base as a sense, to me, it's confusing. It may not be confusing to other people. So,
leave it as it is.
You only understand if there's right understanding.
That's true. But this, of course, we're talking at the pariyatti level. So I don't mean to any disrespect to Nina, because there's nobody else like Nina around. Absolutely wonderful. And if it weren't for Nina, and if it weren't for John and Sarah, I would have very little access to Dhamma. So this is just something to clarify, to make it clearer to the readers.
All these words is difficult.
Yeah.
It's very big sometimes. Thinking down the road, too, more sophisticated. We're thinking down the road for more detailed explanations, too.
And in Pali, it's jakkutatu. See? In terms of elements.
There's also jakku prasada, which is what?
Jakku prasada.
I was thinking of prasada, but you can't translate that into English.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's why I use sense. I sense.
Because we talk about the five senses, so
yeah, that was a clear just of this one.
So the five senses are rupa or nama?
Rupa. So in that case it would be clearer to talk about five sense bases.
So not so easy to understand,
like,
one word.
It's too long.
I don't have it. Okay. I have to make a choice.
Yes.
What is the best?
So, in reality, what is I sense?
Chakku dhatu, or chakku prasada.
Rupa.
Rupa.
The rupa, which has the ability to receive sound, is ear sense, etc., for the other senses.